A defiant Prime Minister has tried to slap down the latest round of speculation about her leadership, saying she's certain she'll lead Labor to the election. Speaking for the first time about the latest reports, Julia Gillard dismissed the talk as rumour-mongering and speculation. She's also gone on the offensive against the coalition by reigniting the gender debate. In an extraordinary speech in Sydney, Julia Gillard said Election Day would be a decision about whether women's voices are banished from political life. And in a clear dig at Tony Abbott, she's raised the issue of abortion, saying it shouldn't again become a political plaything. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
Federal Parliament will be back next week for the last sitting fortnight of this parliamentary term, and that's when any leadership change would have to happen. But Julia Gillard is defiant and, in her words, completely confident she will lead Labor to the election.
I am the best person to lead the Labor Party.
At a school in Brisbane, Julia Gillard dealt with the fresh round of leadership speculation head on.
There's been plenty of speculation and rumour mongering, and if people are wasting their time on that, that's time that would be better used out there in the community, putting the case for Australia's kids and Australia's schools.
Minister, are there any circumstances under which you will not lead Labor to the next election, any at all?
No, there are not. So to make sure we haven't confused anybody with too many double negatives there, I will certainly be leading Labor at the next election.
She was there to condemn the Queensland Premier for refusing to sign up to the multi-billion dollar Gonski school plan. But these are messages drowned out by repeated questions on leadership.
There's speculation. Some of it is media speculating about media and journalists reporting the words of journalists. Yes, there's rumour mongering and speculation. It's wasted breath.
The Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan.
The way in which these matters are treated in the media is cavalier. It's generally inaccurate, and it should be discounted for what it is.
As they stepped up to front the press, ministers were arguing the media point over and over again. The Transport Minister, Anthony Albanese.
Well, the media, of course, focusing on these things. What I do over the weekend, I got a lot of phone calls and missed calls from the media, a lot of messages. I didn't have too many phone calls from colleagues.
The Resources Minister, Gary Gray, speaking on Perth Radio 6PR.
It's absolutely true. I have been getting calls, but the calls have been coming from journalists. And the journalists are reporting the thoughts of journalists.
Yeah.
And the journalists are reporting the rumours of journalists.
And the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy.
I did have my weekend interrupted by Barry Cassidy, who decided to, as we say in AFL terms, bounce the ball. And the ball seems to have dropped, hit the ground, and everyone's staring at going, what happens now? There's always a lot of colour and movement around this topic, but no, Julie will lead us to the election.
It is true ABC TV's Barry Cassidy first revealed a fresh round of leadership turmoil, but even the union heavyweight that helped get Julia Gillard into the Prime Ministership in the first place, Paul Howes, acknowledges the latest reports are being driven from within Labor ranks. He spoke to Channel 7.
What is happening at the moment, and you can't deny it, is that there is obviously a lot of whispering going on behind closed doors. There's obviously a lot of reporting going on by the nation's media, and that is truly distracting in terms of what the Labor Party should be doing during this election campaign. Okay.
Meanwhile, Kevin Rudd will pop up in Western Sydney later this week to help local MPs campaign. One of them is Chris Bowen, the former minister who quit Cabinet after supporting Mr Rudd in the failed leadership spill in March.
Kevin's a regular visitor to Western Sydney and to Fairfield and McMahon, and of course he's very welcome. A local school invited him months ago.
Would you have preferred to see him back in the leadership?
Well, I thought I made my views about that very clear in March. I've made my views clear about that consistently. I felt strongly enough about it to resign my position from the Cabinet, but the matter was settled then.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, had this advice for his political opponents.
Enough is enough. Really, enough is enough.
But Julia Gillard's fighting back by escalating the gender debate. She spoke at the launch of a new group called Women for Gillard, warning against a coalition victory on September the 14th. Media weren't invited, but the audio and vision were provided by the organisers, and the Prime Minister's office issued a transcript of her comments.
On that day, the 14th of September, we are going to make a big decision as a nation. It's a decision about whether, once again, we will banish women's voices from the core of our nation's political life.
And in a clear dig at Tony Abbott, Julia Gillard went on.
We don't want to live in an Australia where abortion again becomes the political plaything of men who think they know better.
The Deputy Opposition Leader is Julie Bishop.
It was a speech from a desperate Prime Minister leading a bitterly divided party who has resorted to the base politics of fear and division. It was a patronising and insulting speech and not worthy of a Prime Minister of this country.
The Deputy Opposition Leader, Julie Bishop, ending that report from Samantha Hawley.